We finished our first release and determined that we enjoyed the process so much we just had to do another one as soon as we could. And began working on Lake of Dreams, our newest release that we'll be releasing at Scarpino on Saturday. We began working on that 3 months before we released.
So just 3 months. That's a pretty good turnaround.
We had the pieces written.
Gotcha.
But as far as recording goes.
So had you been writing and just sort of keeping them on the back shelf for a while, or?
Yes.
Yes, or we write them and perform them, and, you know, we always find a safe crowd to perform it the first few times, and, you know, then perform it for some of our out-of-town folks, and eventually we'll get to lay it down. If it really vibes with us, we will lay it down on a CD.
And you say a safe crowd. What constitutes a safe crowd? How do you know, or what kind of feeling do you get?
Well, we have a really loyal following here in town, and you know, they're not going to boo us off the stage. You know, we'll play something new for them, and usually they're very supportive, and we can tell if they like it. You know, and if it goes over really well, then that's one that we'll keep working on and try to develop further until it's a complete package.
I'm sure it's a little scary trying to play something new for people.
Always.
But we love it, too. And, you know, our fans and friends are usually very, very happy to receive anything new, even if we're like, oh, wow. Well, we made a mistake there that we've never made before, but they're so kind to us. And you know, it's not that we make mistakes that often. I'm just going to go ahead and put that on the table. we consider ourselves very professional, but we always want to find a safe crowd. Eureka Springs or Fayetteville, those are our safest crowds.
But you go beyond that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you travel far.
Nationally.
Yes, yeah.
Sir.
When you're writing songs and then you're performing them live and they go well, is the recording then in the studio very similar to that live version that you've been working on?
Not exactly. The process of recording is a bunch of isolation, getting the tracks as clean as possible, and then we've developed a system in the studio, which we're recording with Crisp Recording Studio, and he has isolation booths, and we lay down the foundations first.
All together.
Yeah, the drums, the bass, and the rhythm instrument, whether it's guitar or piano. And then we might lay our harmony vocals later and lead later and develop that as we go along and think about, well, since we are recording, we can add this or that to further enhance it.
So there is a difference in that when it's live, you just go. You start the song, and then the song ends, no matter what happens in the middle of it.
That's right.
But once you get in the studio and you can do it again and again and again. Do you find out more about the song?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Taking it apart in minute detail and then listening to each part over and over until you almost can't stand it anymore. And then you hear things that you might not have heard before. And also, you know, each of us, we play multiple instruments, which we, of course, cannot do, you know, simultaneously on stage. So when we're in the studio, we get to do like the little things that we've always heard, but we just don't have enough people to play. So we get to add those special details.
Big Bag Dina, there's three of us in the performance aspect, and like on one of our pieces, she plays bass. Melody plays bass to hold it down, but then adds an electric guitar solo for the CD, which is so hot. But yeah.
Do you ever find yourself pulling back then in the studio? You go, wow, this sounds really good here, but a concern that someone who hears the CD first would really expect to hear that element live?
No. We bring a great show every time.
I like the confidence.
Yeah.
The new CD is titled Lake of Dreams. And Jordan, I want to ask you about, because everyone's pictured on the front, and we have three distinct poses. You've got like an air guitar thing going there, it looks like. I like it.
It's my goddess pose.
I like it. It's
yes, our photographer for these run of pictures is Kirk Lanier, and he suggested that we wear an outfit that embodied the goddess. So we all thought about it in our own heads, and we came up. And, you know, we came up with these outfits, and we always like it that we always kind of coordinate unknowingly.
Unknowingly.
And so when we get in this outfit, he said, okay, now pose like you are the goddess. And I just took a stance. And we all just went for it.
Is Janice Ian someone that, you know, she first kind of burst on the scene? Well, I was a kid, really, when she first started. Is that someone that you guys have been listening to for a while?
Yes, I actually have, and I've been listening to her since I was a kid as well. And she toured in this area and in Kansas City, 10 years ago now, and she had two new releases, and I got them both, and I've learned Hunger, and I've been singing it ever since before I even met these girls. And I said, we should try this, and they went kind of wild over it and added three-part harmony, which is something that Janice does not do. So we're looking forward to being able to talk with Janice, and we've been in contact a little bit with her and her agent, so it's exciting. Yeah.
It's been really, really neat to expose some of our younger friends to Janice Ian. And you know, part of our mission statement is to, you know, empower women musicians, and the giants, both the giants that went before us and the giants that are up and coming, this next generation.
So. Yes, the ones that have inspired and empowered us, we want to return that full circle to the next generation.
Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned a mission. And this is from your liner notes: committed to spreading a musical message of equality, love, and justice through a performance experience that spans genres and generations and delivers a good time every time. Not that you're setting the bar high. That's a lot.
Just telling the truth.
Yeah. And then committed to promoting women in music from the musical giants, as you said, worked hard, and the ones who came before you. Besides Janice Ian, who might be some other musical giants that inspired you?
K.D. Lang.
Indigo Girls.
Yeah.
I have to say, my degrees in opera, Kathleen Battle was a big inspiration for me.
There's always a Melissa Etheridge, of course. You know, one of the first, you know, really big ones that I, you know, came of age listening to. A big powerhouse rocker.
Well, I find it interesting that you have a mission statement, and you know, you put it out there for everyone to see, because I think so often musicians, well, I want to play, so I'm going to play my music for me. So why is this about? For you guys, it seems like it's also about for other people and what they get for it.
That's right.
Why did you feel it was important to do that?
I'd say one of the most gratifying things that experiences I've had is when you see the young, like the teenage girls that come in. And we've had some students of ours actually get up and like open for us. And just to see that excitement on their faces and have the opportunity to be heard. You know, when I was young, there just were not very many female guitar players.
Tell that story.
Yeah, I studied jazz here on campus at the university, and I remember carrying my guitar across campus and being asked, you know, are you carrying your boyfriend's guitar? And you know, and that was not just once. I mean, it just seemed like it was. Huh. It's been, you know, 20 years ago. But just, you know, I it really feels wonderful to be able to provide an opportunity for young female musicians to actually be heard and to feel good about it, and like it's no big deal.
We all teach. All of us, we teach piano and guitar and voice and drum and violin. And it's, of course, we don't just teach females. I mean, that'd be silly. You know, it's just particularly important to us for the female artist.
The name of the CD is Lake of Dreams. You can't get it yet, but you will at the CD release party, right? Or can you get it yet?
If you find us on the streets, you bet.
We will sell it to you.
Pretty soon it will be available on our website, bigbadgina.com, and on CD Baby.
Oh, good. Good.
Yes.
Well, would you mind playing something off the new CD?
That'd be great. We'd love to. So this next piece that we're going to do for you is called Canoe Built for Two, and it's also on Lake of Dreams, and we're so excited. Here we go. One. One, two, three, four. I'm not so certain about these days. It's just me, myself, and I. With a job to keep and bills to pay, is it worth it to even try? They say you gotta keep moving, you gotta keep going. I don't know if I want to. Nothing to do, no one to talk to. Honey, am I with or without you? Will you light my candle when the power goes out? Will you just sit around with me when there's nothing to talk about? I don't know what you want.
I'd love to say that I need you. I'd love to hear you need me too. I want you to say I'll never deceive you, but would I believe you? And I know all about your pride, and I also know you're shy. Could you please verbalize? Won't you even try, 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 try? A little girl, my Uncle Bill used to take me to the bluegrass jam every other Friday night. And my training is in classical music, but it was so great to get this new musical education. I met so many incredible people there, taught me so much. One woman, she taught me how to yodel. And she taught me how to yodel to go yodel-ay, yodel-ay, yodel-ay-low. Throughout my day, some that aren't quite proper, some that would make a hooker blush, some that make me want to take your hand, hold you tight, kiss you hard all night, rub your nose with my nose, slowly take off all your clothes.
Okay, bandmates. Holy cow. Let's just sing the chorus now. Will you light my candle when the power goes out? Will you just sit around with me when there's nothing to talk about? Like a new built for two. Honey, am I with or without you? Honey, am I with or without you? Honey, am I with or without you? Just get in the boat.
Thank you so much. That's great.
Well, we enjoyed being here. Thanks for having us.
Let me see. That that goes...
Track number three.
Track number, and that's you.
That's
you wrote
me.
That.
I wrote that.
You wrote that.
Yep.
That's a fun song.
Thank you.
I bet that gets a crowd going.
It does. It does. We love to get the crowd going. That's what you when you said, is it different? You know, are they going to be expecting something different when they hear the CD? No, because the live show is like full on powerhouse. Let's bring the energy, bring the excitement, and everybody. We kind of identify as a dance band, and I love it that way.
Saturday night. Scarpino's. CD available there.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
It's going to rock. Don't miss it.
I like that. 7 o'clock. It's going to rock.
Going to rock. Yes.
Yeah. It's great. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cal. Thank you, Antoine.